I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Stem cell therapy has become popular over the past couple of decades for various orthopedic injuries and conditions. To talk about stem cell therapy for orthopedic disorders is Dr. Shane Wolf. He's an orthopedic surgeon and chief of sports medicine in the Department of Orthopedics at MUSC. Dr. Wolf, what does stem cell therapy mean when it comes to orthopedics?
To summarize, stem cell therapy has a few different meanings, but basically it's the same principle, which is recruiting cells that have the ability to differentiate into body tissues, cartilage, bone, ligament, tendon, in order to regenerate or heal problem areas. So you may have heard of platelet-rich plasma, or PRP. There's something called adipose-derived stem cells, which is your own fat tissue that is minimally manipulated with a special protocol to generate the cells that are the actual stem cells. There's bone marrow aspirates, and there's also donor-derived amniotic stem cells.
And what's the significance of the cells?
Well, the cells themselves sometimes will have potential to differentiate into special tissues, but also some of them have enzymes and growth factors that are important for healing potential as well.
And what sorts of orthopedic conditions is stem cell therapy currently being used for?
So over the last three decades or so, the idea of stem cells, again, lumping all these together, basically the same principle, has held the promise that it's going to help us regenerate our tissues. In other words, make an arthritic knee no longer arthritic, or to heal a damaged tendon.
Is there solid research on the effectiveness of this therapy?
There's a considerable amount of research available, but much of it is case series and uncontrolled studies. So very few of the controlled studies do show effectiveness. Now, it does depend on the condition being treated, how chronic the condition is, and the body part, whether it's a tendon, cartilage, etc. So there may be some areas where there is potential. Sometimes the standard tried and true things don't work. So in some instances, like tennis elbow or some rotator cuff pathologies, we have employed some of the stem cell therapies as an alternative measure to try to help a patient get pain relief or improve their function. In the end, the data isn't strongly evident that these work consistently every time and work for every patient.
If a patient is offered stem cell therapy for some orthopedic condition, what are the kinds of questions they might ask their care provider?
And that's really important. So first of all, the care provider needs to have experience with these therapies. And the person needs to be honest with the patient about what the expected results will be. And the other important consideration is the cost. So most of the time, insurance doesn't cover these therapies.
Dr. Wolf, is this a treatment that you have used on patients?
Yes, on occasion. So my colleagues and I do offer and use various stem cell treatments, but it's in very rare circumstances when there aren't other suitable options or when other modalities have failed to improve the patient's condition.
Are there any new developments on the horizon for stem cell therapy for orthopedic injuries?
There's a lot of ongoing research, and many high-quality studies are in progress right now to see where stem cells will have application and effectiveness in treating the conditions that we all want to recover from.
Dr. Wolf, thanks for providing this information about stem cell therapy for orthopedic conditions.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.